Welcome to the podcast where we lean into self-love and great ideas that build a better life. In each episode, you're going to hear from a stimulating guest on a topic that fires us up, or get to sit in on a vulnerable coaching session. The Me Skills podcast is hosted by me, Kelly Loves to Rock the Boat McCauzy, and Tish You'll Never Cry Alone Lee. Let's dive into today's show. I'm giggling over here as I welcome you to the next episode of Me Skills Podcast. This is Kelly being spontaneous McCauzy, and I have tried to start recording this episode 10 times now, and it makes me giggle because it reminds me so much of my early days as a podcaster. I used to do this all the time, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, and it just makes me laugh to see how easy it is to just fall right back into that, ugh, I didn't like what I said. Place. Anyways, hello, welcome. I'm going to try to make this my last final uncut take. Let's see how I do. So, I am Kelly, just being spontaneous McCauzy, and I am flying solo today because my co-host Tish Lee is under the weather. We promised you an episode on future selves, and I'm going to save that topic for Tish and I. We're going to try to record that tomorrow if she's feeling all better. But today I want to talk about something that is on my mind today, and that is make the move. Do the thing. Take the step. You don't have to know what comes next. I know some of you are thinking, yes, I do. You're crazy, Kelly. But let me see if I can't woo you over into the spontaneous side of life. I really want to invite you to trust that your desires are pointing you in good directions. Okay? So I'm 22 days into my retirement as a business coach. Zero regrets, 100% satisfaction in making that move. I will admit, though, that I made the move without really knowing a lot about what happens next. And I just want to own the fact that I have so much trust in myself that I'll figure it out, that it was pretty easy for me to make that call. I struggled a bit early on in acknowledging my desire to be done with business coaching, then sharing it with others. But once it was shared with others, I was utterly committed to it, and I focused on the steps of closing down Love People and Make Money. There was a lot of steps to take towards doing that, to be organized, to take care of my clients, to wrap things up, all that. I did think step by step, strategically, about closing down Love People and Make Money. But over here at Me Skills, the new gig, I really only had one move in mind, and that was start this podcast. Period. I really, like, if you could look at the Trello board I use to keep myself organized, if you could see how empty it is, like, start the podcast. It was the big thing on the list. Make the move. And I did it without really having a plan for what comes next. I trusted my desire to point me in the right direction. I trusted myself that if I make the move and experience the move, I'm gonna then spot my next step. And turns out, absolutely true. I never had any doubt about that, but I do have 20 years of experience in making moves and trusting myself and seeing what comes. Here's the invitation. You cannot fully know what you're going to want to do next until you experience the results of that first move. There's two things that people are usually clear about. If I'm coaching someone about creating more of what they want in the world, they're usually clear about what they want way out 5 years from now, 10 years from now. They can describe the beautiful fruition that they want. And they can usually tell me what the first step would be. But then ego creeps in because they're not sure what next. And so then they shut down and they don't make the move. And I believe there's a reason that the first step is so obvious because it's obvious. I think the reason that you can't see steps 2, 3, and 4 is because you can't possibly feel them or know them until you've taken that first step, until you're experiencing that first step. Let that sink in. Like, you might be judging yourself right now, being quite difficult towards yourself because you have a big vision and you know the first step, but you can't make your brain give you all the other steps. You can't figure it out. Maybe you've even worked with coaches, strategy coaches who've given you advice about next steps, and there's just something about that doesn't feel right. There's a reason it's unclear. It can't be clear yet. You gotta make the move. You gotta put yourself in the new space of having taken that step. And then, now you're in this new space of having taken the step, and ta-da, the next step becomes obvious. Does it sound too simple? Does it sound like so elementary that, it can't be true? Trust me, it is so true. It is so freaking true. I play connect the dots a lot lately. Connecting the dots in my life over the last year, going back to last spring when the door closed on my experience as a foster mother. And my son, announced he was going to get a divorce and he moved back in. And now my grandkids live with me part time. And my friend Raven came to visit me in June. And we had an experience together that created a desire. And there was a move I wanted to make. And I only knew the move. I only knew I want to do this one thing. I did the thing right away. It was implemented within 10 days. And then that dot led to another dot, which led to another dot, which led to, oh my God, my life is freaking almost unrecognizable to a year ago. Make the move. Trust yourself. If you are hoping that if you just try hard enough, that if you just keep educating yourself, keep spending money, keep working with coaches on strategy and getting advice, that somebody will be able to lay out a whole game plan for you. They can. They can lay out their game plan for you. You won't take any more steps with it than you do now because it won't feel right. But you can waste that time if you like. You know the move you want to make. You know that thing you want to do. You feel it calling to you. You feel this urge to take the step. Take it. That utter clarity you have about this step is the plan. You're going to take it. You're going to experience it. And then you're going to wake up in a morning or two and know what the next first step is. That's what's been happening for me. Fully retired from business coaching, closed Love People and Make Money down entirely, fully devoted myself to this podcast. All I was really thinking about with Me Skills was the podcast is launched. We're going to record this podcast every week. We're going to email this podcast out. The other clear step was transitioning my business mastermind into a mindset mastermind. That's me, Mindset Junkies, and I've been doing that. So I've got 22 days experience of doing the podcast with Tish and doing the mastermind on Monday mornings. And what do you know? Thoughts are starting to crystallize around what I want to do next. One of those things is stunning to me. There's a vision that I got over a year ago. I'm just gonna tell you. So when I got started way back in 2002, I was doing website design graphics for other people, stumbled into the work at home mom community. In November of 2003, I launched Work at Home Moms Talk Radio. In the summer of 2004, I opened up Mom Masterminds together with my partner, Alice Seba. Ran Mom Masterminds together with her for several years, then I did it solo, worked with a couple of different partners, Lynette Chandler, of course. Mom Masterminds transitioned into solo masterminds when I rebranded in 2011, when my son was no longer at home, so I didn't feel like a work-at-home mom anymore. Around 2018, I closed down the masterminds. I rebranded again to Love People and Make Money. Just went in all new vibes and directions. And I never let go of the domain names, Wham Talk Radio or Mom Masterminds, mostly because I just couldn't bear for someone else to use them. Well, when I was making this move to Me Skills, when I was closing down Love People and Make Money, I was advertising like 10 domains that I said, I don't need these anymore. If anybody would like to buy one of these domains, make me an offer. I put Wham Talk Radio and Mom Masterminds on that list, thinking, I am blissfully unattached to all of these domain names, to all of these past iterations of my life as a business coach. Until I started to get offers. Until someone offered me a price on Mom Masterminds that was too low. And it was like, no, thank you. It's worth way more than that. Until someone else made an offer, but I didn't like how they might use it. It just felt like, oh, this domain name is so awesome. It really ought to be used for a mastermind, you know, not just a blog. And then another person reached out hoping that they could buy the domain name from me. And I realized, oh, I'm still really attached to my masterminds. And I immediately knew why. Sometimes we blank things out. I remember over a year ago getting a vision. I even shared it with a couple of different people. I remember saying, you know what would be so cool is if my masterminds could come back for a second life. If I were to find a mom, a young mom, someone who's still actively raising children, who wants to like partner with me on reviving Wham Talk Radio and Mom Masterminds, and then I could just be the founder slash mentor slash mindset coach for the community, and that would be so cool. I had that vision. I had that idea. I spoke the words over a year ago, kind of haphazardly thought about who could that be. And then I remember thinking, well, she's just going to show up. If it's meant to be, she's just going to show up in my world. So fast forward to last week. And I have that realization that, man, I'm still attached to this domain name. I don't want someone else to use it. And then in that moment of admission, like sometimes the move you make is just admitting something to yourself. I admitted that I was attached, that I didn't want to let it go. In that moment, I'm like, oh, I did have that vision for like, oh, I wish I so could see my masterminds rising again for a second life 20 years later with a new young mom at the helm with all the curiosity and enthusiasm that I had in 2004. And I could just be the mentor, mindset coach, founder, and I just sat there and felt that. And I get a vision for it. Like I see it. I'm not going to go into details about like what I see. But then I had to laugh out loud because what I had said to myself a year ago is that she'll just show up. If it's meant to be, she'll just show up. And I just laughed and thought, oh my God, she did. This woman who I mentored years ago as an intern just recently came close again. Like she participated in the last content marketing challenge, and she joined the Me Skills Mastermind. And I just thought, there's that young mom who's full of curiosity and creativity. And I just have to laugh sometimes. Trust your desire to be pointing you in the right directions. Mom Masterminds is coming back. Mom Masterminds is going to be reborn 20 years later. It launched in June of 2004. In June of 2024, it is going to have its first little sparks of life returning. And I'm so excited. Here's the thing. Here's what I believe. These next steps, these next moves to make couldn't be clear if I hadn't already made the last few moves. If I didn't, first of all, just trust timing, trust that the right person would show up, but also that I trusted myself to be, that I was done business coaching, that I was ready to just be completely done with it, make those decisions, make those moves, close Love People and Make Money Down, focus fully on me skills, and then, you know, not even 15, 16 days into the experience of it, I could see my next steps more clearly. And I'm thrilled. I'm jazzed. I'm so excited. And I'm a little stunned that it happened so soon. I thought, this is what I was sharing with my boyfriend. I love saying that. I was sharing this with Bob yesterday. Like, I'm surprised. I thought it would take months of quiet for, you know, a new project to crystallize in my imagination. I thought I would need way more quiet and downtime before that would happen. I'm thrilled. I love the timing of this. And the person is super excited. The mom who's I'm going to be mentoring and partnering with, super excited. I'm surprised it happened so fast. And Bob said, I'm not. You were bored. I said, I'm not. No way. I am not bored. I am having a blast. He goes, okay, yeah, but you're not challenged. Like, you need to be challenged by something. And he's right. I do. I do love to be challenged, to feel challenged. And this does. This feels exciting. This feels challenging. This feels like a personal stretching opportunity for me, for this to create everything I see. I really do have to embrace the role of mentor, and I have to trust. I have to trust my partner, because I don't want to slip back into a coaching role, a business coaching role. I want to be the mindset coach of the community. I don't want to be the strategic coach of the community. I trust that the next move is clear. The next move is clear. Like, and I trust that. We've got to take that move. In this case, as a project partnership, we're going to take the next move together. We're going to experience that move, and we're going to know what's next. I'm 100% confident of that. So, make the move. You have the big vision. You know the first step. Just take it. Trust yourself. If you, listen, it's so easy for me to say, make the move, trust yourself. it'll become obvious what you're supposed to do next once you're in it. I know that it's still scary as fuck. I know it. Come join Mindset Junkies. Come hang out with us every week. Take advantage of that private day of Voxer coaching with me each and every month. I will support you and encourage you. I will be that whisper of confidence that you need when you're taking that step with the wobbly knees that we sometimes have. Mindset Junkies is growing, new members joining. Oh man, I'd love to add you to the mix, especially if you have a vision and moves you want to make for your life, for your business. We're here for it. Thank you for spending this time with me. I will be back with Tish in the next episode. So, bye now. If you've enjoyed the Me Skills podcast, leave us a review on your favorite platform. We seriously appreciate every thumbs up we get. Hey, if you identify as a bit of a mindset junkie like us, you might really enjoy our weekly private Mindset Junkies Mastermind. It meets on Mondays at noon Eastern. It's our chance to go deeper on the stuff that really matters. Visit us at meskills.com for more information on joining. Remember, if you want to build a better life, it all starts with you, but you never have to do it all alone.